mentioned the gym issue. We've already got a few emails and calls about this. As the government regulations stand, you have to wear a mask in a gym where doing what they say isn't strenuous exercise, like lifting weights. Clearly, they haven't tried to lift weights. I suppose it means bench presses as well and chin-ups. But on a treadmill, you don't have to wear a mask. And as one of my emailers said, well, the lovely little Lululemon lady who's barely walking more than 3 km an hour on the treadmill doesn't have to wear a mask. Tony Doherty from Doherty's Gym, who I spoke to only last week. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Well, what's it like trying to lift serious weights wearing a mask?
Well, it's almost impossible in some cases, and as with most things, with the announcements, it's been very contradictory and ambiguous in what they've said. In fact, I've got the printout from DHHS here, which says clearly that professional sports people, when training or competing, are exempt from wearing masks, which, you know, a lot of professional athletes train here and at other gyms. It also says that when you're doing any exercise, physical activity, where you are out of breath or puffing, examples jogging or running but not walking, you must carry a face mask and you must wear it when you finish your exercising. So, I mean, the whole thing is blurry. So what we're going to do, we're going to encourage people, obviously, to wear them on their way in and on their way out and in between their exercises. And if they're doing something that's really exertive, well, they'll have to take them off.
Well, that
which DHH says is okay.
That would have to include bench presses and other lifting, wouldn't it?
In some cases, yes. I mean, some people train really what you would call low intensity. And some people train really high intensity, where they go from one exercise to the next, all in a row. And that's harder than running or boxing or some of those things.
So
it's the same example at the park. I can walk faster than some people run, but I have to wear a mask and vice versa.
Have you? Are you going to raise it with government? It seems a bit inconsistent.
Look, Neil, as we said when we spoke last week, our industry has had no consultation from the government at all, despite putting together the COVID plan, the COVID safe plan for them, which they've quoted in some cases, but they've never acknowledged the acceptance of the plan. We've had no consultation since they announced that we can open the evening of the 8th of November. And the biggest issue is the space and density rules that they've put up, because they've put three different versions of it. So you could read it as saying you can only have 10 at once. You could read it as saying you're having 10 per zone, but that's also contradicted by saying 20 per zone. It's contradicted by saying 20 per venue. And then it's a one person per 8 square metre rule. So some of those we can make work, some will be impossible, and we'll send businesses to the wall. They won't be able to open with just 20 people in a big, big gym.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We'll keep in touch. Tony Doherty, Doherty's Gym. Yeah, I've used gyms a lot over the years, but in no ways am I expert in around a gym, but it just didn't make sense to me either. You don't have to wear a face mask on the treadmill where you may be just strolling, but you do when you're lifting weights where you could be really straining.